America Weekend.
Hello and welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, keeping you company. You know, when we did the program together, Leslie Gold and I, oftentimes we'd be speaking about healthful foods. And Leslie used to tease me about my love for kale. She'd always say, oh, there you go with the kale again. Well, I wish Leslie were here because there's a new kale. And that means a new craze of something from the earth. And that is the spice turmeric. Have you heard about turmeric? Now, I've always cooked with it. By the way, some people say turmeric and some people say turmeric. I'm going to go with turmeric. I'll tell you why. Because I went to the Chicago Tribune, who asked that very question, how do you say it? And according to the author of this article, and I believe the Chicago Tribune, most chefs say turmeric. But if you go to Oxford Dictionary's webpage, they say turmeric. So I'm going to go with turmeric. The definition of this is a bright yellow aromatic powder obtained from the rhizome of a plant of the ginger family. It is used for flavoring and coloring in Asian cooking, and also it used to be used as a fabric dye. In the Vegetarian Flavor Bible, the author describes its flavor like this: bittersweet, with earthy, pungent notes of ginger, orange, and or pepper, always used in curries. And also, it's used in mustard, and our mustard, for that bright yellow color. But now, there are all kinds of health food claims about turmeric, and I wanted to share this with you, the new kale, because it does good things for you. So, according to what turmeric does, it could be a number of things, like fighting cold and flu. Apparently, people have been using it in India to fight colds and flu for thousands of years, and also to combat fevers. So if you start to feel a little sick, you should go and try and have something with turmeric in it. Acid reflux and heartburn, they say, is also a benefit. It helps if you use turmeric for that. They also say weight loss. Oh, that's of interest. Many studies have shown that turmeric's ingredient, curcumin, it's an effective way to shed extra pounds. And what people do is have a drink made from it. Some people drink it with water and lemon in the morning. Some people have it in a smoothie, in a shake. So it's a very interesting concept, the turmeric. It's a beautiful yellowish gold color, so very pretty. They also say that turmeric is an anti-inflammatory. So that is interesting, the way you can use it for that reason as well. Also, they're talking about it for acne and skin care. You can treat all those dark circles under the eyes and scarring and the removal of sunspots with the turmeric. So they're saying that as well. So I find this very fascinating because if you go to some of these websites that talk about the benefits of turmeric, they basically cure everything. It's like, remember coconut water and coconut milk? Coconut oil was supposed to be great for everything. So now turmeric is for wrinkles, it's for scars, an anti-wrinkle mask, eczema. They say it can whiten your teeth. Did you know that? I didn't know that. It can whiten your teeth. I wonder why. But now there are farms creating turmeric, which is a root, and the powder is being harvested, from the actual root for all kinds of reasons. For drinks and antifungal agents and hair growth, anti-cancer recipe with turmeric and turmeric rice. I mean, are you ready for this onslaught of turmeric? It's all out there. If you Google turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, you will find a tremendous wealth of information about this yellow spice that is probably in your cabinet and you didn't even realize was there and you didn't know what to do with it. Just be careful because it does have, it's very, very pungent and very strong if you use it in any of your recipes. I'm going to take a break now and make a turmeric latte. I'm Valerie Smaldone on America Weekend. America
Weekend. Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. Local girl is smoking.
Hi, I'm Robin. Sat right in front of police officers and just burned the back wheel off.
The get out of jail ticket. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Rockin' Robin.
Been pulled over. Sat right in front of Beach police officers and just burned the back wheel off. Why are you disrespecting me? You knew I was watching you do that. Well, okay, I don't think my boyfriend's gonna like this too much. He goes, why, who's your boyfriend? I said, oh, he's the Beach Police Department. He's your boss. They kindly handed me back my license and said, okay, you have a nice day. Be careful. I got a phone call about 10 minutes later from the ex-boyfriend. And he says, you better not do that again.
American Biker Minute. But your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Big goal-getters have a number of passions and talents, but how do you juggle them all?
Creativity coach Melissa Dinwiddie suggests the stovetop model of life. She says that a stove has four burners because that's all the pots that most people can keep track of at any given time.
She has art, music, writing, and growing her business on her stovetop, but only one will be cooking on high speed while the rest are set to simmer.
As for your interests that aren't currently cooking on the stove, Melissa says to see them as containers in the fridge or ingredients in cabinets waiting to be combined into a tasty new dish when the time is right.
Put your passions on your stove and start cooking up the life of your dreams. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.